it's logical that buffaloes are going to cause damage when you think of them as very heavy-footed animals grazing a system which is very wet and therefore very easily damaged. They eat a lot of dry matter, so that when they've been in an area for a long period and in high numbers, it's inevitable that there are going to be ecological changes. The findings indicate that there's been pretty heavy damage on all wetlands. The damage is a function really of the time that they've been there, and this is most obvious when we compare the Finnis wetlands with the northern wetlands, the Adelaide and the Alligator and the Mary, where they've been for a considerably longer period than on the Finnis. The Finnis area, Finnis and the Reynolds, have been grazed probably for no more than 20 years, whereas the northern wetlands have been grazed probably of the order of 60 or 70 years at heavy grazing pressures. So the changes on those areas have been pretty substantial.